We make thousands of decisions every single day. Big decisions, tiny decisions, and by the end of the day, the last decision we want to worry about is what's for dinner. That's where Home Chef comes in. Home Chef makes your nightly routine easier and more exciting with a wide selection of delicious meals that arrive at your doorstep in the form of fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and an easy-to-follow recipe card. With 20 unique, flavorful, chef-curated meal options available each week, Home Chef ensures you and your taste buds will never get bored. For a limited time only, go to homechef.com/podcast for $90 off your first month. That's 10 free meals. Again, go to homechef.com/podcast for $90 off.
I learned this today.
What'd you learn?
Some of this stuff I knew.
I was just
some of it I didn't. France is known as one of the top wine producing countries in the world.
You knew that.
In the 50s, though.
50s.
The 1950s, French health officials began to take action against overconsumption. They launched the health sobriety campaign with the intent to limit daily alcohol consumption.
Good luck.
Yeah.
They wanted to limit alcohol consumption in France to only 1 liter of wine per day.
That didn't work for them.
One liter per person. Limit it.
Per day.
To 1 liter.
Limit it.
Liter's more than a bottle, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. This seems reasonable.
You're pretty buzzed, man.
Yeah. Try to cut back to 1 liter of wine a day.
No. How many bottles is that?
Sounds to me.
Well, that's one and a half.
It's 1.5, isn't it?
No.
No, it's a little more than a bottle of wine. A bottle of wine is close to a liter.
Oh, it is close?
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I could do that a day.
Sure.
Yeah.
Limited only to a liter.
Nick thinks it's restrictive.
Of wine per day. Now that
sounds good in theory.
Seven bottles a week. So if you don't drink one day, you got two for one day.
Yeah, a bottle of wine's 25 ounces. A liter is 33.
That's a whole other
so
glass.
So that's more than a bottle of wine every day.
Well, we talk about that. When you open a bottle of wine at the house and you finish it, you go, there's another one in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm with Nick. It's kind of restrictive.
Posters urge citizens to drink less than a liter of alcohol per meal. Even graphically illustrated the drawbacks of wine consumption, a dangerous descent, health, sobriety, youth, that sort of thing on their posters. In fact, during this time, the packed lunches of school children, frequently contained small bottles of wine.
And they get to see
or
Kelly
cider. And alcohol was allowed in high school canteens.
First of all, I love that's the kids right. That nap time was like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yep. Get to sleep it off.
They get to drink at school, and they get to see Kelly Riley's boobs on Yellowstone.
They do.
Within 2 years of the launch of the health sobriety campaign. The consumption of alcohol had been outlawed in schools for children under the age of 14.
Bottle a day.
Wow.
Would have been a pretty good ration.
I could drink a bottle a day myself, but the thing is, a bottle a day ends up not being enough because you actually want more. Because
especially if you're drinking a bottle every day.
It is a little more, though. It's a bottle and a glass.
Yeah, you're getting an extra glass, so you could just stash that glass.
Let me finish this. In 1956, the consumption of alcohol had been outlawed in schools for children under the age of 14, although high school consumption would continue until 1981.
Wow. Unbelievable. Oh, cool.
Then they stopped it?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Everybody's walking through the hallways, just breathing booze on each other.
We were doing that.
Yeah, you did.
Anyway.
Yeah, but it wasn't school sanctioned.
No, it was not sanctioned.
Right. Don and I would have been full of Boone's Farm walking through the hallways.
I'm curious if there was a...
Nick,
was.
Oh, Craig, too.
There might have been an uproar at the time. Is there any mention of that?
What? I've given you everything.
Where they tried to actually say, don't drink
said,
as much?
No more wine at high school.
Right.
Like, what?
Were they outraged? That's the way it's always been. You know, people hate change.
They do.
That's a lot of wine. And I think it's usually around like a bottle and a half. Or like wine's one of those things where...
Well, white wine, I could do a bottle easily a day. Red, put me down.
Yeah, but I don't feel it like creeping up. Like if I'm having vodka drinks, you can feel your buzz, you know, increase. Like with wine, it's like, oh, I'm drunk now.
I'm with you on that. I think you're right about that. I do feel it. With vodka, I can feel it creeping up.
Yeah, I shouldn't have another one. And then wine, I'll pour another glass. I'll be like, oh, God.
Right.
No, see, I think where you at with the vodka, where I just drink and then all of a sudden, bam, I'm down. Either I'm okay.
I'm down and
I'm Todd.
There you go.
I'm down and I'm Todd.